KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:53. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who is that?
Can I do it?
This is The Hardline. We are here at Radio Row.
But they asked me.
Oh, did they?
They asked me.
Oh, what does that tell you?
That,
who?
When they ask you.
Hannibal. Who is that group? Do you know?
A linebacker for the Packers?
Oh,
Hannibal
gosh.
Navies and...
Oh, Hannibal Navies. Yeah, I've heard of him.
And then some Denver Bronco linebacker, yeah.
Okay. Once again, they came and asked.
Right.
What are they doing?
Well, it's some agent that's shuttling younger players. I mean, they're probably all okay guys, but... You know, I'm sorry. I mean, what could they add to our audience?
Well, we could find out if they jar their BMW.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so after we're done at the Hard Rock, we are shuttled out of there into this ESPN limo where George and Cobra and me find ourselves with the hated Gilbert.
Yeah.
And numerous other ESPN luminaries, including the present and past employers of the Laddie. Like all these guys that were in there, they run radio
Everybody.
Stations. They're general managers of radio stations. And boy,
blowhards,
this is one night where they are just going to let it all hang out, man.
Really?
There was some serious partying going on.
There was.
And I don't know if that's what goes on in their normal lives or what, but they were ready to cut loose.
Boy, they were.
What is going on in here?
That dude's riding a Harley right down the...
God.
And I'm not sure if everybody was aware of the situation in there, but it would have been kind of funny to see if we could create tension between the general manager of the station the Laddie just moved to in New York, which is the ESPN affiliate there, who was sitting right next to me and really wasn't that bad of a guy, and the owners of his former station that he left in Atlanta to go do that.
Wow.
We might could have created some tension there.
You should have done that.
Yeah.
So Big Wheel. So you guys are hanging out with Big Wheel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all Gilbert hangs out with is Big Wheel.
That's because he's a Big Wheel.
I know. I mean, he is a player now. If he wasn't before, he sure is now. There's no doubt about it. So they take us to Clyde Drexler's sports bar and barbecue place.
Yeah.
And there...
Well, you know whose party it was.
Yeah, it was supposedly Sean Salisbury's party.
Oh, good
right?
God!
I mean, you talk about everyone having...
How does that guy have a party? You know what? I'm having one next year in Jacksonville.
Why not?
I'm having one.
You should.
I'm having one. I mean, Sean Salisbury can have one. I can damn sure
have one. When the Super Bowl comes to Dallas, man, we got to have one.
A ticket party?
Yeah, we would. No, we got to have a hardline party.
Oh, just a hardline party?
Yeah,
okay,
we got to have our own.
We will.
You need to have Hammer's...
Why wouldn't we?
Hammer's Good Times Sports Party in Jacksonville.
No, me and Ron's will do it together. You're right. We'll just have a hardline party. And we're going to charge like $100 to get in, and people are going to pay to come in. And then me and Ron's are going to profiteer on it. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
Just like all these other people do. Makes Sean saw. Nobody has done less and achieved more than that absolute spare.
I know.
The Hammers keep on trucking with Hot Sports Opinions Party.
Right.
That's it. And what we're going to do is put out lemonade and a little bowl of peppercini peppers, and everybody could have. And when that's gone,
that's it.
Man.
You're on your
Party's
own.
Party's over.
Peppercini peppers.
You're on your own. And we're going to have a cash bar, and boy, is it going to be inflated
prices. Well, let me tell you this, too, about that spare party, Sean Salisbury's party. You had to pay for your drinks. That's not a party. You know, when I have a party...
You did?
Yes.
God, that guy is such a spare and a... He is a colossal blowhard.
When I have a party at my house, I don't charge people for the food and drinks. I don't...
Why not?
I don't throw away, you know,
well,
$5 cover charge to get into my home.
I do.
I know you do. Yeah, those drinks were like $6 a piece. For a beer.
So now here is where all of the ESPN luminaries were at this thing, or some of them, quite a few of them.
Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, Mort was there.
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick was there. That Trey Wingo was there.
Did y'all talk to him?
No.
No.
Not really.
What am I going to say to them?
It would be great to work for them because all you have to do is go downstairs and get in a car and they'll just take you to a party.
I know.
You don't have to worry about fighting or finding out where it is or parking. You just go down there and get in a car.
Antonio was there.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's got something.
And there are probably one or two others who don't come quite so readily to mind. But that was a little bit more of a scene at that, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, it wasn't anything great. I think all these parties are pretty much overblown. You know?
All they are vehicles to make money. I'm telling you, that's all they are. When they charge you a ridiculous price.
Well,
there was a whole section in the paper today, and it was like a whole column of people that had parties this weekend, and every one of them, I think the lowest I saw to get in the tickets was like $100.
So
I mean, the $200 ticket.
You had to pay money to get in there last night?
Yes, yes.
No,
you guys
didn't
have to.
No.
But the average spare person did, yeah.
To get in there and then buy drinks and buy food.
What they do is they come to a city and they know that all of these athletes and celebrities are there. And so you pay your $150 or whatever to go to one of these parties that somebody's throwing in hopes of meeting and mingling with these famous people. That's all it is.
It's the opportunity for the average spare guy or nookstress to get in front of these
people. Who started that? You know who started that? You had the first big party?
Who?
Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson started those at the Super Bowl. He's the guy that started it. Now there are literally hundreds.
So did Sean Salisbury say, hey, I'm going to throw a party?
Yeah.
Probably.
Or did someone approach him and say, hey, we need your name attached to it. You're big star.
Probably that.
It could have gone either way.
I'll bet you Stuart Scott has one. I bet you Berman's got one. I bet you Dan Patrick's got one.
Stuart Scott was there at this thing, too.
I bet you they all did.
Well, that party sucked.
It's a vehicle to make money.
Well, boy, your zeal for that party sure diminished in the last 40 seconds or so.
Well, it makes me mad to think that those people paid money to get in there. I thought it was just show up and go in, buy a drink.
No, not really.
Okay, you know what?
Really.
You're a veteran of several Super Bowls.
Right.
What is free at Super Bowls?
Nothing.
What is free? You know, I've always said that anytime you go into a restaurant, any restaurant, all the menus are brand new. You know why? Because they jack up the price on everything. You go to any restaurant, it's all brand new menus. The one we had last night,
Did
you notice that menu was brand new?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. When we went to Morton's, they had the little temporary menus because everything is jacked up. That's when they say the economic impact of a Super Bowl city is like $1 billion or whatever, that's how they do it. I mean, the crap hotel we're staying in, we're paying $190 a night a room. $190 a night.
Those people are going to be rolling in curry for the next 2 years.
You know, you heard Bruce say, I mean, he's staying at one of the downtown high-rises. What he's paying, $350 a night. They jack their prices up on every hotel room, on all the menu items, on everything they do. So why wouldn't they charge you $100 to get into a party where you might see Sean Salisbury? What they ought to do is pay that kind of money where you'd go in there and punch him right in his face.
Well, not only did I not see Clyde Drexler at his restaurant, I didn't see Sean Salisbury.
Well, we found out that Clyde Drexler had already been in there and left.
The restaurant?
Oh.
What they do is, you know, he's obligated to make an appearance, to have his name on there.
So George and I ducked out of there in fairly short order. You stayed. What happened after we left?
We piled in the limo again and went downtown to that. They have that whole downtown section of
a restaurant
blocked off. Yes, Greg, a restaurant.
That's enough. You know what? God almighty. Play it one time? Jeez.
So
you went downtown.
Downtown, yeah. And it's all blocked off New Orleans style. Just everybody walking down the streets. It's pouring down rain, you know. And we
see Sammy Hager?
That's
Sammy tonight.
Hager.
That's tonight.
No. Oh, I thought he was playing down there last night.
Oh, I know he's playing tonight.
Going on last night.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what?
Storms.
So you guys are talking about going to the Hard Rock. You're talking about going to Clyde Drexler's party. What time are we talking about right now? Because I got home about 9.
I was in the room by 12:30. I never knew when you came in last night. I was out.
Me? What time did George get in?
He George came back with me. Ryan. He was at 12:32.
Okay. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, that's part George, of George
that,
though.
Well, he doesn't care, man.
No, that's part early, of George, boy.
That early, yeah. That early reveille, that doesn't bother him at all.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah.
So you got home at 3. You and who else?
Well, I took a cab.
That was it?
Hey, the party was still cranking when I left.
Oh, I'm sure it was. So you left about 2:45.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel good about yourself?
No. No, I don't. No. Feel awful.
Were they encouraging you to stay?
Oh, my God, yes.
So they were still rolling, huh?
Yeah.
Where? Everything shuts down at 2.
That street party.
People. Well, that shuts down at 2. There's no drinking after 2 o'clock.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, people were out there, and there was a party going on, man. It was a scene, man. It was a scene.
Yep, it was. Hey,
it's the Super Bowl.
Good is point. Anybody familiar with the
Super Bowl? Drink up.
Noted actress Bridget Moynihan?
No.
You ever heard of her, Grego?
Never heard of her, no.
No.
Well, what about her?
Did you boink her?
Well, no, I didn't.
I just wonder why you're bringing her up.
Well, boinking. I'm bringing her up because according to the Boston Herald, that is the mistress of choice for Tom Brady this week.
Well, you know, he's already had Tara Reid.
Yeah. And now he's got her there. I had a picture of her over here.
Is she good looking?
Oh, she is smoking.
Well, okay, he's Tom Brady. He's already won one Super Bowl. He's in another. Is he going to be seen with a mule head?
Was she in that movie, The Recruit, with Colin Farrell?
I think so.
Wow.
And if that is her, then yes.
Yeah.
She's pretty good looking.
Don't you wish you were
fiery?
Don't you wish you were a famous quarterback?
Yes.
That could just get all that quality nookie.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Now, look at her there.
Nookie, nookie, nookie.
That's right, Cobra. 4:05 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Want to do a little E! News next?
Michael Jackson's Jesus Juice.
On the table.